Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from every single corner of the world, I hope you're doing well and everything is just fine with you. Well, go sit in a very cozy corner because we're going to have some very special discussions for you. And you're listening to IRB English Radio. This is Youth Station, your favorite. This is Asma. I have the pleasure to be at your service as the host. And here with me, I have Brother Abdullah. So, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I was going to say that.
Well, in many cases, I would love to change the people around me. But I guess most of the time that comes into my mind that changing people after the age of 20 is something which would never happen. Do you agree with me?
No, I don't.
Well, I think it's like a stone and you're a sculptorist. You have done all the coatings and that sculpture until the age of 20. After that, I guess nothing can change unless the person himself or herself want to change.
I mean, isn't that the case? Is that a person changes when he wants to change? It doesn't matter what age he's
no,
at?
No, the whole story is about the environment, the people around them wishing to change them, you know? I mean, when I am doing something wrong, no matter how much my parents, my siblings, my friends, my family, everyone tells me that this is wrong, you have to change your habits, I would never change it unless I myself see that thing as a wrong thing and then try to change it.
Can people change after a certain age or not? Even if they realize
no,
that they're doing
wrong. No, I'm just
putting
it differently. Can an environment or the people around a person change that person?
Of course they can. It doesn't matter what age they are. They can. You can misguide a 60-year-old and make him do haram. And you can
so
make
that
him
was
do
what
good.
I'm telling.
Yeah.
You say environment can change a person.
I say
no. A person can change only by herself or himself.
Well, I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I say people can change from either bad or good at all ages. Environment, people, friend, family can differently do that as well to them.
So there are different traits and behaviors that are getting viral in our society.
Yeah.
And many people try to tell people to make them understand that those behaviors are not good, yet no change happen.
Yeah, because they are obviously under the spell of society or whatever they are going through. For example, when you see youth in Karbala, right, but recently within the last month or so, a new T-shirt came out, like, for the youth.
Yeah.
And that is, it's got a half of a bear, like the head and a bit of the neck and a bit of, you know, the chest.
Yes.
And they put it in a way where he's like sideways. Mm-hmm. So he's either on the back of the shirt or the front of the shirt and became like a, what do you call them? It became like a something like people to look cool to have this dress, to have these T-shirts.
Trend, the trendiest
became
thing.
A trend. And what happened that if you want to go to the Ataba, if you want to go inside the shrine of Imam Hussein or his brother, Abdul Abbas, the Ataba would not let you in.
They with say, that T-shirt?
Yeah, they said this is very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
So you either have to change it or take off your shirt and wear it upside down, like the other way around, right?
Yes.
So this bear wouldn't show. The environment itself, when you see so many people doing it, you automatically, like the youth was like, oh, he has that bear shirt. And then everyone starts to do it.
Yes.
And then became like a trend all across Iraq now, right? So this is a bad change. Sometimes when you face it, the society faces something bad and they're trying to change it, a lot of people subconsciously, they would follow that change without even realizing. So you can do both ways. So society that we live in, it could either change for the good or it could either change for the bad. But definitely it has the power to change people, it has the power to influence. You know, Imam Ali says, tell me who your friends are, I'll tell you who you are.
Yes.
So sometimes exactly. I've seen really good people, really, really good people. They manage to go with friends who are bad, and in shorter amount of time, they adopted their bad habits.
They're
too.
Corrupted.
They got corrupted.
Yeah.
And I've seen the opposite too. I said really bad people walk with good people.
Good
they became
people,
good.
Yes.
So so the environment
they would
people
get their
can
color.
Definitely change you. I mean, sometimes like if I ask you directly to change something, maybe your ego would come into play. Say, why are you telling me? I don't need you to tell me. Who the hell are you telling me to change something? I'm not gonna listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if sometimes when something is done directly, we have this ego inside of us that just comes to in a defensive mode. But when it's done subconsciously, mm-hmm. it's a different story.
Yes. Yes. Let's go for a little break and we'll be back in no time. Go for a sip of water and be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Do you think power would do some goods into that change? I mean, using power to make people change.
I don't think power ever works. I mean, it could work momentarily, like for a short period.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't force people to do things, whether it's
exactly,
good or bad.
Yes, that's what I think so.
You can't, because human beings, like their nature, sometimes even if we know something is wrong, and mm-hmm. doing is wrong, but because someone is forcing, and this is one of the problems that parents do with their kids, when they see them doing something wrong, they force them to do the right thing, or they get them to do the right thing by force. And you see the kids, even when he knows that this is wrong, he will still do it. Why?
Yes, yes.
Because he wants to become, at least, you know,
he would put his foot down into doing
that. Yeah, he wants to
thing.
Defy his parents for mm-hmm. doing it. Like, oh, you tell me, I'll show you.
Yes.
Not that he thinks is right. No, he knows he's wrong, but just this defiance, because he feels as his ego, his personality is under attack. So force never works.
You know, since we're living in a society in which there are different traits that are not good and we don't appreciate them, it is very difficult when you are in a group of friends. They all are doing a sort of wrong thing and you don't want them to go into that direction.
Yeah.
You want to change them, but it becomes very difficult because all the impressions that they get from their society tells them that what you're doing is right.
Yeah, so it depends on your approach. You know, like how we have in fiqh when it comes to Amr Ma'ruf and Nahy Munkar, right? When mm-hmm. you're trying to forbid evil and joining good. You can't just go to somebody and say, well, what you're doing is haram. Stop it.
Exactly.
You
that's,
can't do that.
That's not the point.
There are methods and ways where you can try to talk to people. So when you come to try to get someone to change, it's always like you need to make it subconscious. You need to
yes.
make it like
and at the very
invisible.
Beginning, I guess it becomes very hard for you to find the language to get into them.
Sometimes I don't require even the language. Sometimes just being with them, they observe you doing the right thing. It will make them change. I'll give you an example. With my friends, I got some of my friends. They use foul language,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, I never came and told them, like directly, don't swear. That's haram. How dare you? I wouldn't say that.
So how did you change them?
So I done this with two methods. First, every time one of them says a swear word, I say, just that. Like, I just show my disagreement with ah. And slowly, slowly, they start saying ah themselves, right?
Instead of swearing?
Instead of swearing, right? Or they want to sound like ah,
that's
right?
A
they
very
feel like they
myth.
Want to swear,
yeah.
but then they know I would say ah, meaning what? I want to swear, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good method.
Subconsciously. And then with some of my friends, like, it depends on their level. This is with the young ones. With the old ones, I said, you know what? I don't mind you swearing. But I will charge you 22 man per swear word. And I actually have in my phone, I have a document with the names of my friends. And I said, you know what? I'm going to add up all the money for you swearing. I'm going to go for a trip for Ziyarah, right? And inshallah, maybe you guys swear a lot so I can get
that's
to Hajj.
That's a very good method.
Right? So I started like, I know some of my friends got up to 120. Some of them got to 80 and they stopped. They're like, I can't do this. It costs me money.
Yes.
So I never said to them, don't swear. I never said to them, it's haram, Allah will do this and this to you. I'm like, no, it's okay, you're fine.
So, I mean, we should use some practical methods.
Exactly.
Or we should show them by our actions.
So your action is first and foremost. When they saw you, when they know that you don't swear, that itself, I think that will play mm-hmm. at least 40% of the fact that, okay, this guy never swears. This guy is very preserved and he's good. So we'll try our best not to swear in front of him. I mean, that might slip one or two, right? Here and
yes,
there.
Yes, yes.
But they try their best not to. Why? Because they know you're a person who mm-hmm. does not do it. So your character itself has an effect. And then if you adopt other methods, like I said, whether you say the or you charge them money or what have you, and the swearing jar is very effective. So you're not doing it directly, not harming their personality, not attacking their
ego.
That
is when they say actions speak louder.
Yeah, yeah. So, words. You know, and then people can change. So sometimes when it comes to change, I think being direct, especially in our day, maybe back in the day works. Especially in our day, it never works.
Yes, of course. Yeah, and never, especially with the youth.
Youth these days, you tell them not to do, they will do the opposite. So you have to be very cunning and very smart with the youth.
Exactly.
You can't just come and approach them. Because I think this is one of the mistakes that a lot of speakers mm-hmm. and lecturers do, is that they come hard at them, and then they could say, well, nah, I don't want to go with this guy.
Exactly.
I don't want to listen to him anymore.
I used to hear that from my friends. Don't lecture me. Don't do that. Don't just tell me that. And it's very true.
Yeah.
As a youth, we have all experienced that when people tell us don't do this or don't do that, when it becomes an offer, you won't listen to it. But then, as you said, through actions, we could show our friends or anyone that we wish to change, do the true way of doing things.
Also, in psychology, they say that don't use words like don't, mm-hmm. stop.
Because like, they're negative.
They're
they
negative.
Have some negative
they
connotations.
They have negative connotations. So when you hear it, automatically your mind becomes negative. They say, oh, don't even if you say, if you want to, for example, you want to call someone to come to the hotel, don't say, come eat. Like, don't give order.
Exactly.
If you make it like a suggestion, mm-hmm. it's more, would you like to come and eat?
Don't you feel hungry?
Yeah, don't you feel hungry? The food is here if you want to come and eat.
Mm-hmm.
When you make it in a suggestion form, it's an easier, less term than don't, do, come when you give an order.
Actually, some people have that talent without reading any book or without going through any special classes. They have that, as I told you, they have the language to get into people.
I think, a lot of people have that through experience, right? For example, if a person has kids and he says to kids, don't do that, and he sees his kids not listening, obviously he's going to try another method where he's like, okay, that doesn't work. So
it's
let me
a
try
process of trial and error.
Yeah, so this doesn't work. Let me try something else. Or some people know, actually, you know, they, like you said, they this skill just come natural with them and they know how to deal with this. I mean, like when I deal with a lot of kids, because I teach a lot of kids, when I deal with them, I always do it in a way where I make them feel that they are my friends rather than anything else. Like I'm not an authority.
Exactly, that's
position.
The best way.
Yeah, so they feel very easy. And when they like you, and this is a trick, when they like you so much, even if you give them an order,
yes.
they would love to do it.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, it's...
That's the case.
Yeah, so it's a skill that a person need to work on. So either you be directly with them and lose everything, or be indirect and get mm-hmm. your things done.
So as human beings, since we're living creatures who are prone to different changes, we could change, but the way that people are trying to change us is very important. Before trying to change anybody, we have to know the language, we have to know different aspects of the story in order to have a good ending with the story of changing that people. So again, thank you for listening to us. I hope you enjoyed that. Until another session, we bid you farewell.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings, be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about
this. We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.